The opinions and statements expressed in the following program do not necessarily reflect those of WWDB, its staff, or management.
You're listening to Real Estate Today with Paul Rosso, the voice of real estate in the Delaware Valley on WWDB AM Talk 860 and WWDBAM.com.
Greetings, everyone. Happy Sunday morning to all of you. Welcome to another Super Sunday of Real Estate Talk on Real Estate Today. On this Super Sunday Bowl, Super Bowl 50 Sunday. Hey, I'm your host, Paul Rosso, your trusted real estate expert, advisor, and advocate with RE/MAX Properties. It's great to be back with all of you today, the best audience in the world. Hey, I hope you had a tremendous week. Wow, Super Bowl 50, and where are the Eagles, Tony? Nowhere, right? Hey, you know, on the way down, I saw this car. They had Eagles flags coming out the windows, man. But no dice for today, that's for sure. Hey, who are you picking to win today? Carolina or Denver? My beautiful bride is at home getting ready for our Super Bowl party. And this has truly become a national holiday. And, of course, it's all about the commercials also. So we're all looking forward to that. Hey, what a week in real estate. Hey, Punxsutawney Phil said we're going to have an early spring. The real estate market continues to heat up through the winter months here. I'm telling you, inventory is at the lowest levels in about 10 years. So listing your home for sale now will give you the most exposure to the buyers, allow you to get the best price for your home. So it's a great time to be on the market before all the homes come on the market in the spring. So if you're thinking of selling your home sometime this year, give me a call. Maybe this is the right time for you to do it so we can discuss that. My number again is 215-778-9687. Have a great lineup of guests on the show today. Jesse Schwager with Atlantic Home Loans will be checking with us shortly to talk about some tips for buyers. And Gary Wasserson with Wasserson Design is in the studio with us to talk about smart home technology. Good morning, Gary.
Good morning. How are you?
Okay, great. Hey, thanks for joining us in studio today.
Well, thanks for having me.
Excellent. So how's your weekend going so far?
It's going great. I'm actually excited. Today's my birthday.
Oh, happy birthday there.
Oh, thanks. And I'm having a big Super Bowl party.
I'm sure.
With a bunch of people. So we're really excited about it. Too bad the Eagles aren't there. But
I hear you.
What can you do?
Yeah.
Now maybe next year.
Yeah. I think maybe next coach or something. We'll see.
I hear you.
Yeah. So, Gary, you have a favorite in today's game? Or?
No, I don't. It's interesting. Without the Eagles, I'm bystander, just looking at the game, enjoying the commercials.
Yeah, I mean, I look at it the same way. You know, without the Eagles in there, I don't really have it like a backup team. So I just enjoy, hopefully it'll be a good game. You know, we'll see. You know, hopefully it's not a blowout. It's always good when there are close games. It makes it more exciting there.
Agreed.
And, you know, we had two little ones at home. So, you know, if we make it through halftime, we're doing pretty good. You know, we got some friends coming over, so it's going to be a great time tonight. So, Gary, so what are some of the things, you know, we're talking about? You're going to be talking about smart home technology. You know, what are some of the things we're going to cover today?
Well, we're going to talk about – I'm going to kind of list it out, and then we'll talk about it individually. But,
sure.
Basically, in a smart home technology, we build integrated solutions, and I'll explain what that means.
Okay.
That involves audio, video.
Okay.
HVAC, you know, your air conditioning heating systems, okay. Environmental lighting control, smart control for all types of accessories, security, paging. We'll talk about Wi-Fi and how important that is in today's technology, any IT-based needs that integrate into the systems.
Okay.
And I'd like to talk about off-site monitoring capabilities and how far that has come in the last couple of years.
Okay, excellent. You know, Gary, I'm really looking forward to our discussion today because I'm really fascinated about the possibilities that smart home technology has for all of us. So you can see we have a jam-packed show for today. Hey, be sure to check our website at realestatetodayshow.com. You can check it out. It's a new site that we have put together for everybody and for the Real Estate Show. On Twitter, you can follow me at Paul Rosso. And be sure to like our new Facebook page, Paul Rosso Real Estate Advisor. Again, it's Paul Rosso Real Estate Advisor to receive show updates and the latest real estate information, tips, news, and more. Facebook.com/Paul Rosso Real Estate Advisor. Hey, and if you like our Facebook page today on Super Bowl 50 Sunday, you'll have a chance to win a $50 gift card to Peddler's Village up around the New Hope, close to the New Hope area. Two of our lucky fans will win a $50 gift card during halftime of the Super Bowl game today. So a little excitement in support of Super Bowl 50 here. Hey, I really appreciate all the great feedback I received from last week's show with Alex Tavernier with Green Tree Mortgage. He shared a lot of tips for first-time buyers. And Bill Young with Mold and More talked about mold and mold remediation. So, you know, if you missed the show, you can always listen to our podcast on our new website, realestatetodayshow.com. That's realestatetodayshow.com. As you know, in addition to the Real Estate Show, I love helping sellers, buyers, investors with all their real estate needs. I've had the good fortune, you know, being a trusted real estate advisor and champion for hundreds of clients over the 28 years now I've been doing this business. And I'm always committed to serving you, my clients, with all your real estate needs. So if you're looking to sell, buy, or invest in real estate, be sure to give me a call first, 215-778-9687, 215-778-9687. If you want to be on the program today, give us a call, 215-778-9687, 215-778-9687. You can also text me on that number, 215-778-9687. If you want to email me, my email address is paul@paulrosso.com. And on Twitter, you can now follow me at Paul Rosso. And on Facebook, again, you can like our Facebook page, Paul Rosso Real Estate Advisor. Hey, let's get the show started here. Once again, you're listening to Real Estate Today with Paul Rosso on WWDB Talk 860 AM. So let's get the show started. Hey, let's bring Jesse Schweiger with Atlantic Home Loans. Welcome back, Jesse. Jesse, how you doing today? Okay, excellent, excellent, man. Hey, happy Super Bowl Sunday.
you as well. I can't wait for Sunday.
All right, great. Hey, do you have a favorite in the game tonight?
You know, my favorite is the Eagles, but I don't know the next time they'll make it back. But if I had to pick anybody, I want to see Peyton Manning, probably just like everybody else, end on a win.
Okay. Excellent, man. Hey, you know, I don't really have a winner here that I want, so I'm just going to enjoy the game in both sides of the both sides of the ball here, man.
You can enjoy the food and the commercials, right?
That's for sure, man. That's for sure. Hey, Jesse, so what kind of tips do you have for us for today for potential buyers in our audience?
Okay. I got a couple things, and this could go, you know, it could get lengthy, but I'll go over just a couple things that I've been noticing lately with some of my borrowers, whether, okay. You know, the first thing is, you know, your credit, okay? With your credit, you always want to be aware. I mean, let's say, you know, I have someone that comes to me, I run their credit, they have a 560 score. I know what it takes to get that score up to a 620 so we can get them in a house.
Okay.
And I'll go over everything with them, and sometimes I can get it fixed in 5 days with a rapid rescore. Sometimes it takes, you know, 30 days, 60 days. But if you buy a credit card, if you get a secured credit card because you don't have no credit, and it, let's say, has a $300 high credit limit, just take my advice, and you don't want to max that card out because it can hurt you. And what I mean by maxing that card out, spending $290 on it and then only making a minimal payment.
Okay.
You want to have that balance as close to zero as possible, but not at zero.
All right. That's a good tip. I mean, credit's real important in this game now for getting a mortgage.
I think, yeah, whether you're under the 620 mark and just trying to get into a house, or if you have a 700 credit score and want to get up to that 720, 740, you know, that better credit score that you have, you're going to get the best interest rates possible, which is going to save you money.
Definitely.
You know, that's one of the biggest things with credit that I want to go over. Now, the only other thing that I'll go over today is, you know, when people are seeking their pre-approvals, which you as the real estate agent, you know, you wouldn't accept someone coming to your house and, you know, that you're showing unless they have a pre-approval, correct?
Right, sure. Definitely.
Okay. So as a home buyer, okay, I want you to be very, very critical with who you choose as a lender, okay?
Because right.
Anybody can print up a pre-approval and say, yes, you're qualified, it's a pre-approval.
Right.
Okay, but it doesn't, you don't, you just want to make sure that you're not wasting, your time, the realtor's time, everybody involved, you know, with the wrong lender that he gave you just a pre-approval and really never checked your income or anything like that. So
right.
I always think that's important.
Yeah, and, you know, one of the things I always caution people on is, you know, when they say they have a pre-approval from an online lender that, you know, they have no relationship with and never spoke to before, you know, pre-approvals from an online lender that you have no relationship with, it's not going to be a good pre-approval, and you're wasting time.
Yeah, most of them are from, you know, California or another way, you know, far away, but they didn't even collect any income docs or anything. So, you know, yeah, they can. It looks pretty, but is it going to get you in a house? You know, probably not.
Okay. Yeah, definitely. And pre-approvals is a lot stronger. You know, there's also another term called pre-qualification where they just check your income and expenses and all. You know, with the pre-approval, you're checking their credit also. Is that right?
I'm getting with the pre-approval. Everything is TRID regulated now. So we're actually running everything through Encompass, getting a DU approval, which is desktop underwriter, checking everything possible, you know, that we can. And you know, the pre-approval should be golden right now. So,
So Jesse, tell me, you mentioned about the desktop underwriting. Tell me a little bit about that. What's that involved? What's that mean?
I mean, desktop underwriter is basically an automated system.
Okay.
That every lender needs to run. You know, so I got my buyer, I get all their income, everything, put it into Encompass, which is my system that I put my loans into, okay? And you run everything through a desktop underwriter, it's DU, okay?
Okay.
Now, that is going, that you, if you get an approved eligible on desktop underwriter, okay, then you know you have a loan,
okay?
Basically, the underwriter will not accept the file unless you get an approved eligible.
Okay.
Okay.
All right,
so it's just like a pre automated underwriter.
Yeah. So Jeff, you know, how are rates doing right now? I hear they're coming down a little bit. Is that what you're saying?
Well, I think you might know this. I just locked someone that we know, you know, in a 2.875 on a conventional loan for 15 years. So I think it's looking nice.
You're gonna be paying buyers soon, man, to take out a mortgage.
I know.
I couldn't believe that rate, man.
I'm glad I could do it too. You know.
I hear you.
Awesome.
I hear you. So that's tremendous. So, Jesse, how can someone, if someone went to talk to you about a pre-approval, get a mortgage, had any questions about, you know, credit, how can they go about reaching out to you, Jesse?
They can reach out to me. My direct number is 215-287-2373. I'm available all day, all night, weekends. It doesn't matter to me. Okay, I always answer my phone. I also have a website, www.jesse, J-E-S-S-E. Last name, SCHWAGER.com. So you can always fill out your online application on my website as well.
Okay. Hey, Jess, are you on Facebook also?
Yes, I definitely am on Facebook. I got my Atlantic Homes Facebook site, and I got the regular site attached to that.
All right, excellent.
Type in my Jesse Schwager Atlantic Home Loans, and you could get my Facebook, LinkedIn as well.
Okay, so Jesse, thanks so much. Let's see what happens tonight for the game, man. I'm excited.
Yeah. Looking forward to it. I can't wait.
Okay,
thanks again,
Jesse, for joining us this Sunday Super Sunday Bowl 50 program here. All right, we'll talk to you later, Jess.
Perfect. Talk soon, Paul.
Have a good rest of your Sunday. Okay, great. All right, so when we come back, we got a lot to talk about with Gary Wasserson with Wasserson Design, talking about smart home technologies. I can't wait for the show, so stay tuned with Real Estate Today with Paul Rosso. We'll be right back.
Hello, homeowners. If you need to sell your home, you just need to make one call to Paul Rosso with RE/MAX Properties and then forget about it. Paul has a proven marketing system for attracting dozens of qualified home buyers every week that is so effective that he can guarantee to sell your home in 59 days at a price you agree to, or Paul will sell it for free. Now, that may sound hard to believe, but trust me, this is real. Paul's proven marketing system will attract qualified buyers for your home, which creates demand and helps his home sell fast and for the most money. Paul will even let you out of the contract at any point during the listing. But that doesn't ever happen because Paul is going to sell your home, so grab a pen. Call Paul now. The number is 215-778-9687. Or you can go online at soldbypaulrosso.com. That's soldbypaulrosso.com.
You just purchased your dream home, and now it's time for you to choose a title company to insure your title in your new home. At RK Abstract, we not only insure your title, we're committed to providing you with exceptional customer service and educating you throughout the entire process. And when your settlement day comes along, we'll be there for you every step of the way to answer any of your questions and help to ensure a smooth closing. So whether you're buying your dream home or refinancing your current mortgage, you have the right to choose your own title insurance company. Title insurance rates are state regulated in Pennsylvania, so be sure to choose a title company that's committed to you. RK Abstract makes that commitment to you. Give us a call at 267-279-9332. 267-279-9332, so we can serve you. RK Abstract is licensed in the state of Pennsylvania.
Congratulations! You just signed a contract on your dream home. Now it's time to have a comprehensive examination of the home for your protection and to get the answers to all of your questions about the home. Be sure to call the professionals at Del Valle Home Inspectors for all of your home inspection needs. They have the experience and knowledge to give you an honest evaluation of the condition of the home so you can make the right decisions about the home. Call Del Valle Home Inspectors today at 215-850-3819. That's 215-850-3819.
Welcome back to Real Estate Today. I'm your host, Paul Rosso, your trusted real estate expert advisor and advocate with RE/MAX Properties. And if you're thinking of buying a home this year, I'd love to help you do that. You know, I have a proven, repeatable system backed by market research to find you the perfect home, negotiate the best price and terms for you to save you thousands of dollars in unnecessary repairs and costly mistakes. Hey, I'm thrilled to have you with us today on Super Bowl 50 Sunday. Hope you're enjoying the show on this great Sunday morning here. Be sure to like our Facebook page, Paul Rosso, Real Estate Expert Advisor. And if you like our page, by halftime today, you have a chance to win one of two $50 gift certificates to Peddler's Village. So, you know, I'm fascinated by the smart home technology out there. So I want to bring on an expert to talk about this to us. And so I want to bring on Gary Wasserson. Gary's with Wasserson Design. Thanks again for joining me in studio here, Gary, on this, first of all, on your birthday. Happy birthday again.
Thank you.
And on Super Bowl 50 Sunday. So, Gary, why don't you take a moment to share with our listeners, you know, a little bit about yourself, your background, your company.
Okay. Well, I have an interesting background. In 2003, I retired from what I call my real world businesses. I actually took two companies public in the communication space.
Okay.
Was CEO of various companies, all through the 90s and into 2003, traveling extensively and decided that it was time to slow down. Okay. In 2002, my wife and I bought a new house.
All right.
And it had a home theater in it. And the owners, as was agreed upon, took all the equipment with them. And I wanted to reconstruct this theater and make it usable and workable.
Okay.
Went out to three companies to have them look at it, quote me, and tell me what I should do. But I found that they were telling me all the things that were best for them and not for me.
Okay.
I was really frustrated. So I had some time on my hands. I had just retired.
Right.
I decided to build a home theater on my own, and I did it.
Okay.
And one thing led to another. Ended up doing some work for friends, and I'm not exactly sure how I got from there to here, but I took a hobby and turned it into a real business.
All right. And that's the best way of going about starting a business.
Well, it's great to do what you love. It makes life a lot easier.
Definitely. So tell us about the smart home technology. You know, what is it? You know, maybe a little history behind it.
Okay. Well, smart home technology has taken many different forms over the last 10 or 15 years.
I can imagine.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's really evolved.
Yeah.
And I'll get back to this, but basically the iPad and iPhone and tablets in general have brought the cost of smart home technology down dramatically. I'll explain that in a little while.
Yeah.
But basically, the concept of smart home technology is taking the electrons that run through your home, whether it's your lighting, your HVAC, whether it's your security systems, and putting it into a technology that allows you to control it in the home and outside of the home.
Okay.
Using devices like your iPad, iPhone, or any of the different tablets that are out there in the market. What we have done is we have taken all of the technology of smart home and integrated it into one simple, single application. So think of your iPhone and think of all the apps you have today.
Sure. A lot. Right? Too many on my phone.
Yeah, and growing like crazy. Yeah. So let's say you buy some quote-unquote smart light bulbs. You put them in your house. Well, now you have a new app for light bulbs. Now you decide that you want to put in a new thermostat. Now you have an app for your thermostat.
Okay.
Then we decide, well, let's put a security camera at the front door. Now you have another app. By the time you're done with technology, you could have 20, 30 different apps that you have to go into in order to control the different things in your home.
Okay.
What we do is we take all of these disparate pieces, put them together, and allow them to be controlled under one single application.
Oh, wow.
And we allow them to interact with each other.
Okay. So, you know, one of the questions I always have about smart home technology, you know, you hear a lot about it with new construction. You know, how easy is it to adapt to like an older home, maybe a 100-year-old home, you know, a rural home in city or a big home in, say, a mountain area or something? You know, is this technology easy to adapt to, you know, an existing home, older homes?
Easy and getting easier.
Okay.
As technology continues to evolve, we're finding the ability to do post-construction, which are homes that are already existing, the cost is coming down to almost that of new construction.
Okay.
Now, of course, new construction is going to always have an advantage. You have open walls. You can throw wires through everything. It makes it very easy. But we've done some work on some very old homes and come out with some great results.
Okay. So let's talk about the various types of smart home technology. Why don't we start with audio and video?
Okay. So the two very basic concepts of audio and video. You have televisions and you have music.
Right.
You want to enjoy both. Well, to do distributed audio, which means having speakers in various rooms throughout the house, you need to have some type of a central control system to tell those speakers what to play in each room.
Okay.
On the TV side, we have the ability to take all of the streamed services, whether it's your cable box, your Apple TV, your Fire Stick coming out of Amazon, and putting it into a system that allows you to watch it on any television anywhere in the house at any time.
Okay.
We are able to create a control system, again, which is one single remote control application that allows you to choose what you want to do.
So can you have music controlled by this where – you know, one type of music is playing one room, one type of music playing the other room?
Oh, yeah. So okay. Good example, Super Bowl Sunday.
Okay.
I have 12 rooms in my house that are wired with sound, and four of those rooms will hear the Super Bowl because I'll put my cable box on those.
Okay.
I'll have Pandora on probably four or five other rooms for some type of soft music, and probably one of my music servers on the rest of the rooms for other types of music so that people can enjoy as they walk around the house.
And you could change that up like during a commercial break?
Absolutely. The kitchen has the Super Bowl, and now my wife wants to listen to Pandora with a simple push of a button. There we go. Pandora's on.
She'll be pushing a button on an iPhone?
Yep, she'll be pushing it
on a tablet, whatever.
A tablet or smartphone. Even a remote control if it's been assigned to a room.
Okay.
That makes it really simple.
Yeah, definitely. That's pretty exciting. HVAC, heating, ventilation, air conditioning. How smart home technology integrated with those systems?
Well, it's actually pretty cool.
Okay.
What I've learned, and I don't know about the rest of the listeners out there, is that I have no idea on how to control my thermostat in my house. I don't know how to put it in vacation mode. I don't know what to do about evening modes. You know, I just, and I'm technologically savvy, and I have problems with that. With the new smart home technology and with the proper thermostats, we give you a button. You want to go away? You push the away button. You want to go on vacation? You push the vacation button. Everything is pre-programmed to give you an outcome that will save you money in your heating and air conditioning bill on a monthly basis.
So you, instead of just going to the thermostat, you can just push it, and then you could technically you could do it on the way home.
Yes.
Right? Or at work, you could warm up the house.
Absolutely.
Keep the house cool during the day, warm up the house for when you get home.
Yeah, and I know this sounds crazy, but I have a client with a 36,000-square-foot home in Bucks County.
Okay.
I think we counted 25 to 30 thermostats in the house. To control their house was impossible until we put it into an iPad application that allows them with one push to control the whole house. It's
and so
cool.
They can set different rooms at different temperatures.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
That's pretty exciting there, for sure. So we're going to take a break, Gary, and when we come back, I want to talk to you a little bit more about lighting, you know, security. You got all kinds of goodies coming up, I'm sure. So stay tuned. We'll be right back on Real Estate Today with Paul Rosso.
Are you looking to sell your home for quick cash? Do you have a home that is dated or in need of repair and just want to sell the house as is for cash? Well, be careful of those fast cash for houses sharks. Before you do anything, give Paul Rosso with RE/MAX Properties a call. Paul can help you evaluate your home and your situation, and then help you decide if you should go for a quick cash sale or if you would be better off putting your home on the market and selling it as is. Give Paul a call now at 215-968-7402 for a no-cost, no-obligation, fair and honest evaluation, or reach out to him online at cashorsell.com.
Congratulations! You just signed a contract on your dream home. Now it's time to have a comprehensive examination of the home for your protection and to get the answers to all of your questions about the home. Be sure to call the professionals at Del Valle Home Inspectors for all of your home inspection needs. They have the experience and knowledge to give you an honest evaluation of the condition of the home so you can make the right decisions about the home. Call Del Valle Home Inspectors today at 215-850-3819. That's 215-850-3819.
Gen X, Gen Y, Millennial, Generation Me, Generation Internet. You know who you are. You've been crushed by this economy. College debt, credit issues, lack of savings, but things are turning around for you. So if you're trying to move out of your parents' home, a friend's house, or an apartment, now's the time to do it. Interest rates are low. Prices are good. You know you need to get out and you need to get your own place, a piece of the American dream. Look, the only way you're going to be able to do that is to find out what's it going to take for you to buy a home. You know the smart thing to do is to call or text Paul Rosso with RE/MAX Properties right now at 215-778-9687 to get yourself on a path to home ownership. Paul is fighting for your generation. He's not counting you out. He believes in you. He's here to give you the advice and tools you need to buy a home right now. Call or text Paul now at 215-778-9687. That's 215-778-9687.
Welcome back to Real Estate Today with Paul Rosso. So happy to have you join us today on WWDB Talk 860 AM. The show is also streamed live on our website at realestatetodayshow.com. Hey, if you want to be a part of the show, you can give us a call, 215-778-9687, 215-778-9687. You can follow us on Twitter at Paul Rosso. Hey, we're continuing our great discussion here with Gary Washington with Washington Design about homes, smart home technology, and I'm really blown away by some of the things that you're able to do, and I can't wait till the rest of our discussion here, Gary. So let's talk about lighting systems. I would imagine you can – you know, lighting's on electrical. So, how do you control the lighting? And all the other aspects like that.
Well, the best thing about lighting control, or the most important thing about lighting control,
okay,
is that a light switch should act like a normal light switch when you walk into a room. You know, you don't want to pick up an iPad to turn on your kitchen lights when you walk in at 2 o'clock in the morning for a snack.
Right.
You want to be able to push the button. So we combine the intelligence of smart home technology in the lighting systems along with simple, easy-to-use manual switches throughout your house.
Okay.
So basically, what we do is we create lighting scenes on a tablet. So you can have a night scene, a day scene, an early evening scene. You can have an away scene. So, you know, you set your security system up, or we automatically switch to away, which tells the lights to turn on when the sun drops, or okay. to turn on certain outside lights. And to do it randomly on a daily basis, so anybody who's watching your house will think that somebody's home.
Yeah, don't set my timer anymore.
Yeah, and one of the things about lighting control that's really fascinating to me is that a lot of lighting control starts at your windows.
Okay.
So I have a house with an incredible southern view, and the sun beams in all day long.
Yeah.
And for me to control the sun, which I consider lighting control, I use automated shades.
Okay.
And those automated shades can be adjusted, again, based on the celestial clock. So, you know, the sun obviously is at a different level at 4 o'clock in the afternoon from 10 o'clock in the morning.
Right.
So we set up so the shades will automatically adapt to the different times of the day to give you maximum coverage.
Now, what about winter or summer when the sun's higher or lower? Is that take it in?
It literally does it day by day.
Wow.
Based on a clock. It's pretty cool.
Yeah. Now, can lights be set up that when you walk in the room, the lights turn on?
They can, absolutely.
Okay.
You know, there are different ways to do it. Typically, most of our clients like the old school concept of walking up to a switch, pushing it, turning it on. But what we can do that's really nice is we can consolidate a bunch of light switches into keypads. So if you want to have a zone, you know, I walk in the kitchen, I push my zone on, and five different zones come on at the same time because that's what I've chosen to have come on.
So you're pushing that for that zoning, you're pushing that on an iPad or just something on the wall?
On the wall and on my iPad.
Okay,
both.
So
I can
either
do
way.
Both. Yeah, I can do it either way.
Okay. So what about appliances, man? What about like a coffee maker, washer, dryer, toaster, all those things?
Appliances are getting pretty smart.
Okay.
And a lot of appliances are now IP-based, you know, internet protocol-based, which means they're being hooked up to your network. And for various reasons, you have a problem with a dryer, it will send a notification to a service bureau that there's a problem and it needs to be fixed. But more importantly is with smart home technology, you could literally put a lift in your kitchen that takes the coffee maker up off out of the surface of your kitchen cap, tabletop, and start your coffee pot, have it up running, and by the time you walk downstairs, your coffee's ready to go.
It's pretty fast.
Yeah, it's
pretty neat.
If it has an electron running through it, we can control it. It's pretty amazing.
And so all this is controlled just through, maybe some things on the wall or smartphone or tablets, basically.
And remote controls.
And remote, okay.
Because, you know, when you're sitting in bed, one thing I've learned, and this is my wife test, my wife is not interested in having an iPad that she has to use to change channels on a television. She wants a simple, everyday remote control. Push up, push down, push a favorite channel.
Right.
So we combine this with a remote control that can give you some incredible control capability throughout the house.
Wow. All right. Excellent. So security. Let's talk about security a little bit.
Okay. Well, security breaks down into a bunch of different subsectors. You know, security in the traditional sense is an alarm system.
Right.
But security today is also about security cameras. It's about controlling your lights. It's about controlling, God forbid, a fire in your house.
Okay.
It's all about safety for you and your family and for your home.
Right.
And with integrated solutions on a smart home basis, let's just say for some reason at 2 o'clock in the morning, your alarm goes off. Well, wouldn't it be nice to have lighting that automatically turns on when your alarm goes off, lighting a pathway that's the safest way to get out of your house without you having to worry about turning on any types of lights?
Right.
We integrate all that into our systems so that if there's a fire alarm, every light in the house goes on automatically.
Okay.
If there's a burglar alarm, we'll set certain paths. You know, a front door, back door, exit that allows you to get out of your house quickly and then deal with it effectively.
Yeah, that's pretty neat. So, you know, security also, you know, can be as little as, you know, knowing who's at your front door, right?
Yeah, and one of the really cool things that's come out of technology is the ability to put a front door station, typically with a little camera and a microphone that allows you to interact with that person via your computer, your iPad. So you're sitting in the den, your front door rings, you pick up your iPad, and there's a picture of the person, you know, you're talking to. You can talk into your iPad and have a conversation with them and decide whether it's worth getting up to answer the front door.
And you don't need to answer the front door. You can open up the locks, right?
Just press a button and the door opens. And this is actually pretty effective when you're in Florida and your house in Philadelphia is about to be, you know, to have a delivery from UPS. You can literally let the UPS driver in the front door see his or her activity. They put things in, close the door, you turn your alarm back on, lock everything up, and you're good to go.
Yeah, I mean, any service person you can let in from work.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Pretty fascinating.
Yeah.
So
I just tell you, I have a client has a home theater in the basement, can't hear his front door, can't hear anything.
Yeah.
We set it up that that everything gets interrupted, an announcement comes on, he can push a button and open his garage door from his basement, you know, on his iPad to let his kids in. It's pretty cool.
Fascinating stuff. Living in the Jetson, George Jetson era there.
Oh, yeah.
Definitely. So, Gary, we're going to take another break, and when we come back, want to talk, you know, try to pull all this stuff together and, you know, talk about Wi-Fis, maybe give, you know, some examples of homes that, you know, what you've done in some of the homes you know, along the way here. So we got a lot more with Gary Washington with Washington Design about smart home technology. We'll be right back with Real Estate Today with Paul Rosso. Stay tuned.
You just purchased your dream home, and now it's time for you to choose a title company to insure your title in your new home. At RK Abstract, we not only insure your title, we're committed to providing you with exceptional customer service and educating you throughout the entire process. And when your settlement day comes along, we'll be there for you every step of the way to answer any of your questions and help to ensure a smooth closing. So whether you're buying your dream home or refinancing your current mortgage, you have the right to choose your own title insurance company. Title insurance rates are state regulated in Pennsylvania, so be sure to choose a title company that's committed to you. RK Abstract makes that commitment to you. Give us a call at 267-279-9332. 267-279-9332 so we can serve you. RK Abstract is licensed in the state of Pennsylvania.
You finally got the promotion you've been wanting for years. The job is out of state and starts in 3 months. You need an aggressive agent to get your home sold quickly. You ask your friends for advice, and Jennifer recommends you call Paul Rosso with RE/MAX Properties. She had talked to a couple of real estate agents about selling her home. She hired Paul because of his innovative marketing plan and experience. Within a month, her home was sold at a great price. Paul helped her through the entire process and kept her informed along the way. You take Jennifer's advice and call Paul. Paul sells your home quickly and for more than you were expecting. Today, you're in your new home and starting your new job. Life is good. Now you tell everyone to call Paul Rosso with RE/MAX Properties, 215-968-7402. That's 215-968-7402.
This is Frank Ciotti. My wife, Lucy, and I met Paul Rosso over 20 years ago when we had trouble selling our home. We hired Paul, and he not only sold the house quickly, but he got us top dollar. Paul then helped us to find our home in the suburbs, where he got us a fantastic deal. Paul then helped us to buy the building for our bridal and tuxedo business, known as L&H Bridal, at 9355 Old Busselton Avenue in Northeast Philly. Since then, he's helped our daughter and our son purchase their homes. Paul helped them to find a great home at a fantastic price as well. We highly recommend Paul. He truly represents his clients, and we trust him fully.
You are listening to Real Estate Today with Paul Rosso, my dad, on WWDB Talk Radio. 860 AM and WWDBAN.com.
Welcome back to Real Estate Today. I'm your host, Paul Rosso, your trusted real estate expert, advisor, and advocate with RE/MAX Properties. Hey, if you need to sell your home this year, give me a call first. I have a proven, repeatable system backed by market research to sell your home for up to 18% more money than traditional real estate agents. Hey, if you'd like to be part of the show today, give us a call at 215-778-9687, 215-778-9687. If you're on Facebook, like our Facebook page, Paul Rosso, Real Estate Advisor. And if you like our page, by halftime today, we're going to have a drawing at halftime for you can win one of two $50 gift cards to Peddler's Village. So you want to make sure you check us out on Facebook at Paul Rosso, Real Estate Advisor. You can listen to the show on your smartphone or a tablet with the TuneIn and iHeartRadios also. So we'll continue our great discussion here with Gary Wasserson with Wasserson Design about smart home technology. And Gary, so how's all this smart home technology running? I assume all run on Wi-Fi?
Well, some of it's run on Wi-Fi, okay. Some of it's run on Ethernet, which means it's plugged into the network, depending okay. on what we're able to do. But what I'd like to impress upon everybody is that having a robust Wi-Fi system today is one of the most important things you can do in your home.
Sure.
Because so many different items are going to be dependent on that Wi-Fi system, not just your computers, but various devices throughout the home. A good example is streaming of music and things of that sort. You want to have a robust system in place.
Now, what happens if Wi-Fi goes down, man? Cuts it, like, in a security situation, someone wants to break in to cut your cable lines outside. Are the backup systems available?
Well, in theory, if your Wi-Fi goes down, your intranet, which is the network inside of your house, remains untouched.
Right.
The only thing that happens when your internet goes down is your ability to reach the outside internet world.
Okay.
So you're safe and secure in knowing that your intranet within the house is fully operational no matter what somebody does to the outside of your home.
Okay.
So everything continues to cooperate and talk well.
Okay, excellent. So how's all this technology integrated with computers, smartphones? How's all this come together? We have all these systems we talked about today. How do you bring it all together? And, you mentioned also about off-site capability. How's all that tie in?
Well, bringing it all together is putting a central brain, a central nervous system in the house that allows you to control everything that's in your home.
Okay.
The beauty of what is happening in the smart home technology space is that the costs continue to come down. With the advent of tablets and smartphones, the peripheral equipment has dropped significantly in price. Just to give you an example, I have a control panel in my theater that's 8 years old, that's a 17-inch monitor that cost $8,000 8 years ago.
Okay.
It is now replaced with a $350 iPad.
Wow.
So that has really helped save a lot of money for the consumer. So integrating everything through central technology is very important if you want to have sanity in terms of controlling your home.
Right.
And one of the other things that we like to do is we like to be able to monitor the systems off-site, and we do that in two ways.
Okay.
One is we do that via internet, allowing us to access all of the central nervous systems of the house to make sure everything is operating properly.
Right.
And the second thing we do is we put an IP-based power supply into the home.
And what's that?
That's the ability basically to control a power supply over the internet. So your cable box freezes. Gee, I think that's happened to just about everybody at least once a week.
Right.
You don't have to get up to do anything anymore. You press a button on your iPad. Your IP-based out power supply will automatically reset that cable box, and you're good to go.
Okay.
It also gives us, as a provider, an indication if you have some type of a power outage or internet outage. I'll get notification at my central systems telling me that there is a problem, and I usually know about it long before my customer ever becomes aware of it.
Wow. So they can be notified and you can be notified.
Correct. Everybody knows exactly what's going on within their home.
Yeah, it's pretty fascinating, isn't it?
Cool stuff. Yeah, and it keeps changing. And I mean, I literally spend about 3 hours a night reading just to keep up with what's going on with the technology.
Yeah.
Just amazing.
So briefly, and, you know, I want to do two more things before we finish up here today. One is what's coming over the next couple of years, and then maybe run us through one or two houses that you've done, you know, some fascinating things with.
Okay.
So why don't we start with, you know, what's coming over the next couple of years that a lot of people will be taking advantage of?
I think the number one topic in the home will be smart appliances.
Okay.
You know, I think that that's definitely evolving. I mean, right.
So even if they're not putting together a whole integrated system, there's still certain things they're going to be, you know, smarter than the way they are now.
Correct. And
okay.
They'll be hooked up to the internet. So,
right.
You know, it's funny. When you put a refrigerator in, not only are you going to have to worry about the water line for your ice maker, you're going to have to worry about an internet access to that refrigerator. And typically, I always believe, whenever possible, hardwire. You know, wireless is great, but
right.
Hardwire is better.
Sure.
So whenever you can plug into a network, we do so.
Okay.
It's pretty cool.
Excellent. So a lot of it's going to be around appliances that's coming up over the next
couple
of years.
Yeah, I think appliances and also the technology of computer-driven smart home systems continue to drop in price.
Okay.
Memory drops in price. You know, RAM drops in price. So
right.
The ability to obtain these systems is going to continue to come down in cost as time marches on.
I mean, what do you basically need? Do you basically need, a smartphone, tablet, and some wires, basically?
Yeah, and you need that central brain, something
okay.
that can communicate to the smartphone and tablet that
right.
will also communicate to all of the different devices throughout your house in one simple step.
Yeah. So, you know, is this stuff like super expensive? Is it reasonable? I guess it's all relative depending upon the size of the house. But
the answer is yes and yes.
Okay.
You know, depending on what you want to do, it can
okay.
be an entry-level do-it-yourself concept, or it can be a full-blown control system, which can get into some pretty serious money.
Yeah.
Depending on what you decide you want to do.
Okay.
But it's definitely becoming available to everybody.
So there are some, like, do-it-yourself kits that people could access some of this technology you talked about also?
Yes, okay. There is. And, you know, I'm happy if anybody has any questions, they can call
okay.
me on 610-668-8000.
Great.
Be happy to speak with them. Even if it's not something we do, I'll be happy to turn you on to what is available in the world based on what your needs are.
Okay, excellent. So we have about 5 minutes. I'm excited to hear. Take me through a couple houses that you can tell stories about, I guess.
Okay. Well, we do have a home that's 36,000 square feet.
Right. You mentioned that. Yeah.
You know, I think I mentioned has
yes.
25, 30 HVAC systems built into it. I think we now have about 20 to 30 televisions running through the house. We have what is called a video switch,
okay.
which is a matrix switch that distributes the video. So while they may have 30 televisions, we only have 5 cable boxes running the whole house.
Okay.
Because we figured out, based on who is there, that at the maximum usage, there will be 5 people watching 5 different stations on cable
okay.
at any given time. So why pay rental for 30 boxes when you can get away with 5?
Okay.
This house.
Now, are you then streaming to the other?
We are. We've set up. We're actually hardwired to all of the televisions
okay.
With this video switch, and we use an electronic device that changes a traditional Ethernet cable, you know, a computer cable,
right.
into an HDMI cable, because the runs are so long, a traditional HDMI cable would never work
okay.
to allow us to get television at the extremities of the house.
Okay.
We've done some very cool things. That house, by the way, has 3 separate theaters in it.
Wow.
It's pretty amazing.
I'm sure it is.
It's got a formal theater, it has a sports theater, and they have another theater, which is down at the bar area, you know, for watching games.
Yeah.
So pretty amazing. I mean, it is it's kind of like watching the show, you know, The Rich and Famous.
Yeah.
It's,
sure.
It's pretty cool to be able to be part of that.
So take me through a day in smart home technology. Wake up, what can be done from the time you wake up to the time you go to and through sleeping?
Well, I'll give you an example.
We got just a couple minutes to go, but
we have a Center City home.
Okay.
They have dogs, and unfortunately, those dogs like to be walked about 5 a.m. in the morning.
Okay.
So when they get up, they take their television remote, they press a single button, it turns off the alarm, it turns on a lighting path to the front door, turns the lights on outside, and allows them to leave the home. Oh, by the way, it also turns off the alarm. I don't know if I mentioned that. I think I did. But so basically, it sets them up to be able to walk out of the house scot-free,
okay,
do their thing, take their dogs. They come home, they press another button, the lights go back out, the alarm goes back on, and they're good until they're ready to get up, for the day.
Okay.
So there's an example of how you wake up in the morning and take advantage of that technology.
Okay. And then you can have your coffee.
Have your
ready
coffee
to
ready to go. It's sitting on the counter, ready to be had. It's pretty cool. I mean, if you can imagine it, we can do it.
So I'm in a high-rise condominium. I want elevator. Can I get the elevator to come and get me?
You can. In fact, in this home in Center City, it's a
okay.
five-story home, not a high-rise condominium.
Okay.
But we've set it up that when you open the garage door, the elevator automatically comes to the basement. So you can put your groceries in. You don't. I know this sounds terrible because it's an ultimate luxury, but it is a pain waiting for those slow elevators to come five floors down to the basement.
Okay.
So it's automatically there, and it allows you to save some time. And if you're not a very patient person, it's a wonderful thing to have.
Okay. So so then you said something, so the house will possibly cool down while you're at work?
Yep. We have a day mode, a night mode,
okay,
an away mode, a vacation mode, depending on what you want it to do. We set it up accordingly.
Okay. This is pretty neat here. So, I really appreciate your coming in and sharing this smart home technology stories with us and give us some insights into where they're at. How can people reach out to you, Gary, if they have any questions?
Well, they can call me at area code
610-668-8000.
They can go on the web at www.wassersondesign.com.
Okay. Can you spell that?
WASSERSON design.com.
Okay.
Or they can they can contact me through our website. They can fill out a form, and we'll get back to them. Or they can also get me on my personal email at wasserson@comcast.net.
Okay, excellent. And just is there anything else we haven't touched on? I got about a minute to go. Anything else we haven't touched on that you'd like to share with us about smart home technology?
I would say the one thing to think about is that smart home technology is a want. It's not a need. It's becoming more and more of a need.
Yeah.
As time goes by, but it's definitely a want, which means that you can taper a system to exactly what you want. It can do as much as you want or as little as you want.
Okay.
It's really up to the homeowner to decide.
Okay, excellent. So, Gary, thanks again for coming on your birthday and this Super Bowl Sunday to join us in studio here to talk about this fascinating technology here.
Thank you for having me.
Sure.
I appreciate it.
I appreciate that. Hey, we're going to wrap up another fine real estate show with the greatest audience in the world, all of you. I hope you enjoyed the show again. I want to thank my guests today, Jesse Swigger with Atlantic Home Loans and Gary Wasserson with Wasserson Design. We have another jam-packed show lined up for us next week. Barbara Ballinger will be one of our guests. She's a writer, author, and real estate blogger. She's been with us a couple times before. She's going to be talking about her new book, The Garden Bible, and a few other topics related to real estate also. So be sure to join us next Sunday morning at 11 o'clock right here on WWDB Talk 860 AM and stream live at our website at www.realestatetodayshow.com. Hey, time to go home after this show and get ready for the big game tonight. We got some friends coming over, and it's a rare Sunday with no appointments for me, so I'm going to take advantage of that and spend the day with my family there and party time this evening. So we want to thank all of you again for tuning in this Sunday morning. Hope you enjoyed the remainder of your Sunday, and if you're having a Super Bowl party, hopefully it's a safe, especially if you're going outside, a safe trip there. I want to thank my producer again, Tony, for another great show. Thanks again, Tony. You got Carolina tonight, Tony? All right, Tony's got Carolina tonight. Be sure to like our Facebook page again, Paul Rosso, Real Estate Advisor. And you can also follow us on Twitter at Paul Rosso. And again, you know, if you like our Facebook page at Paul Rosso Real Estate Advisor, by halftime tonight, we're going to have a drawing for two $50 gift cards to Peddler's Village in Bucks County. And once again, my name is Paul Rosso, your trusted real estate advisor and advocate with REMAX Properties. I help sellers, buyers, and investors in the Bucks County, Philadelphia region, Montgomery County, Delaware, Chester County. Let me know if I can help you in any way. You can always reach me on my cell phone, 215-778-9687, 215-778-9687. If you're outside my area, I can refer you to a great agent, my top agent referral network. And if I refer you to an agent, I stay involved to make sure that you're getting the best possible service. Hey, if you have any questions, real estate questions, any real estate needs for you or any of your family and friends, give me a call, 215-778-9687, 215-778-9687. Have an enjoyable week, and we'll see you next Sunday morning at 11 o'clock right here on WWDB Talk 860 AM. And remember, a house is made with walls and beams. A home is made with love and dreams. Good day, everyone, and have a great week.